This is Arts and Artists on Radio Bulgaria, and today unique works of modern Indian art are on display in Sofia. Art is one of the best mediators, and through art people learn more about the different cultures of the world. Through music, movies and paintings created tens of thousands of kilometers away from their own countries. Art makes more understandable life on this planet, building a bridge between traditions. And it tells stories related to the religions of the world, thus shortening the distances between them. These are words of His Excellency Mr. Rajesh Kumar Sachdeva, Ambassador of India to Bulgaria, on the occasion of the opening of an exhibition in Sofia entitled Kalpana, which means in Sanskrit imagination of the mind. The event is held under the patronage of the Minister of Culture, Mr. Vyshdigar Shidov, and curator of the exhibition is the famous artist Anjuli Elamenon. She selected digital prints on canvas of 14 masters of figurative art from the 20th and 21st centuries. The exhibition has been traveling the world since the year 2008, introducing to the public the specifics of modern Indian painting. The figurative form in contemporary Indian art is seen in the works of some of the most prominent Indian artists who have received recognition at the domestic and international art scene alike. The original paintings are stored in the largest galleries and museums in India, the United Kingdom, France, Japan and other countries. And along with the Embassy of India in Sofia, organizers of this exhibition are the Indian Council for Cultural Relations and the East-West Indological Foundation. We learn more from His Excellency Rajesh Kumar Sachdeva talking to Radio Bulgaria's Albena Bezovska.
So I believe that through art one can see how the artist had visualized the mood and expression of India, which I'm sure would be of interest to Bulgarian because each country is different and India is an ancient civilization, so is Bulgaria. So you also have an art which goes back to 2000 years plus is in your caves. Similarly, we also have. So I'm sure there will be some similarities or something different or something of interest which will be for the Bulgarian public as well as for the artists. I have been here for slightly more than 4 months and it's a beautiful country, very friendly people, and they have a genuine affection for India. This is what I have seen, and wherever I have gone in this country, not only in Sofia but other cities also, the foreigners are welcome here. People have a very friendly approach to the people from other countries. And the country is beautiful, and that's why this year, last year, we had almost 3 Indian films which were shot in Bulgaria, in Bansko, in Varna, in various places. So you have a beauty. Then Bulgaria people are very skilled, especially like in the film industry where I was involved. I had gone to one of the shooting scenes, and there were a lot of Bulgarian artists who were working along the Indian technicians, etc. So I'm quite impressed because you have highly skilled people. Let's put it that way, with a beautiful country.
The date of the official launch of the exhibition was chosen specifically, and it was January the 26th, an official holiday in India observing Republic Day. The exhibition is dedicated also to another remarkable anniversary.
We just completed 60 years of our diplomatic relations between the two countries. So there are a lot of activities which are being planned, cultural, economic, and even high-level visits. So basically, there will be something happening across the year. and one would plan to have certain events in different parts of the country, not confining just to Sofia, like this exhibition is going to four other cities. See, over here we have a lot of organizations which have a lot of cooperation and support for our activities. We have the East-West Indological Foundation, which is cooperating in this exhibition and many other events. Then we have a Friends of India Club, which has been cooperating in a few events which we organized in the past. Then we have Namaste Bulgaria, which have been cooperating with us in some of the events, especially the film-related events. Then we have our own Indian Association, Association of Indians, who also do certain Indian festivals where they involve the Bulgarians to show them certain festivals of India.
Said the Indian ambassador to Bulgaria, Mr. Rajesh Kumar Sachdeva. In Sofia, the exhibition entitled Kalpana is on display at Dets Hall, the Ministry of Culture, until February the 3rd, and it will be moved to the Ivan Vazov National Theatre, where it will be running from February the 4th until February the 15th. Then it will travel to Varna, Ruse, Burgas and Plovdiv.